Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 80 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Jacob Lindberg.
And I'm Peyton Stewart.
Kentucky has been ranked third in the nation for binge drinking.
A Flat Gap man is wanted in connection with a Johnson County murder.
Officials in Carter County arrested five people in a drug bust.
The 2018 is shaping up to be Appalachian Region Summit began yesterday.
The East Kentucky Dream Center opened its doors in Pikeville Wednesday.
In sports, Rowan County heads to Mason for high school football action.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
A 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight with low around 67 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Kentucky State Police have issued an arrest warrant in connection with a Johnson County murder. EKB News reports police are searching for Walter Lee Curtis of Flat Gap. He is wanted in connection with the murder of 58-year-old Mike Jones on Monday. Anyone with information is asked to call KSP Post 9 at 606-433-7711.
A drug bust Thursday night in Carter County resulted in five arrests. The 5-Co Drug Reinforcement Task Force tells WSAZ the bust took place in the 1300 block of Garvin Ridge in the Oak Hill area. Jack Dwayne Binion of Olive Hill was charged with manufacturing methamphetamine, first-degree trafficking in a controlled substance, and being a persistent felony offender. Also arrested were Travis A. Glover and Mary E. Mays of Moorhead, as well as Sean D. Lunsford and Sean D. Eisen of Olive Hill. All five are currently lodged in the Carter County Detention Center.
A Lexington man is in the hospital after falling off of a balcony. LEX 18 News reports the incident happened just after midnight last night on South Broadway Street, right off of UK's campus. Lexington police say the man looks to be in his teens, and it's unclear how he fell from the balcony. The accident is still under investigation. We'll be back with more news right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated, featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Moorhead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
A new report from the Center of Disease Control and Prevention has ranked Kentucky third in the nation in terms of binge drinking. The news comes alongside new research from Indiana University and Purdue University, finding that binge drinking increases after the age of 21 rather than subsiding as previously believed. Researcher Marion Green says there are various causes for this trend.
Help our youth to cope better with stressors, because we have seen that stressors can be a risk factor for engaging in binge drinking, and to teach them life skills, coping skills, how to say no when it comes to peers who may be drinking or using other substances.
According to the study, 18 to 21-year-old college students are more prone to binge drinking than those not enrolled in college. For a woman, binge drinking is considered drinking four alcoholic beverages in a short period of time, while for men, the number is five.
Floyd County schools may not be properly following special education procedures. That's according to a recent audit from the Kentucky Department of Education. WYMT reports the audit stems from several complaints from parents and groups that work with the district. Violations include reports of special needs students not getting opportunities to learn alongside non-special needs students, and some students not being correctly placed in the special needs program. Danny Adkins is the superintendent for Floyd County Schools. He says he isn't going to sit idle with these kinds of problems in his district.
We are going to rectify this issue, and I can tell you, the parents of Floyd County, that the teachers are teaching and working very hard.
Adkins says he was unaware of these issues prior to the audit report.
Thursday marked the start of the SOAR Summit in Pikeville. The key focus of this year's summit was health care. Harlan County native and commissioner for the Department for Public Health says that focusing on the youth is key to improving the health of the region.
Kentucky children are starting off their lives at a disadvantage compared to their peers due to our higher rate of adverse childhood events. For a long time, we ignored health, especially our own health, because we thought that's what was better for our family. Like, having grown up in this area, I've seen this stuff firsthand.
Thursday's session saw intensive workshops discussing SOAR's blueprint, plans for building up industry, agriculture, and tourism opportunities in eastern Kentucky. SOAR Executive Director Jared Arnett says being able to provide businesses and organizations with the opportunity to network is the key to innovation.
A new business in Pikeville is looking to make an impact on the lives of nearly 2,000 homeless people. The East Kentucky Dream Center officially opened on Wednesday, a place where homeless and low-income individuals can come to get help procuring life necessities. Diane Thacker heads up the clothing closet at the center, and she says it's about more than just providing items to people.
The most important thing about the Dream Center, in my eyes, is there's love here. It's just the basic essentials, and you add love into it.
In addition to clothing, hunger is a major problem in eastern Kentucky. More than 26,000 people in Johnson, Martin, Floyd, Pike, and Letcher counties are food insecure, meaning they do not know where their next meal will come from. To help meet that need, the Dream Center offers hot meals 6 days a week. To learn more about the center's services, call 606-454-3532.
The Boyd County Addiction Resource Center will hold its annual Recovery Fest event on Saturday. WMKY's Nack Miller has the story.
The festival will be held in Catlettsburg on the Courthouse Plaza from noon to 10 p.m. The Daily Independent reports that guests will listen to several speakers as well as have access to activities, food, and refreshments. Rob Oldham is the event's organizer. He says that the most important part of the Recovery Fest is the community coming together for the one goal of fighting addiction. For WMKY News, I'm Nacogdoches Miller.
Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes says allegations she abused power as the Commonwealth's chief elections officer are, quote, baseless. Grimes spoke Tuesday after the State Board of Elections passed a resolution by a 4-0 vote, reaffirming her leadership of the board and the elections office. She tells the Herald Leader Executive Director Jeff Deering's accusations lack merit and are based on a flawed understanding of her role, a point she believes the unanimous support of the board makes clear.
My intention in going into today was never to terminate what I see as an employee who has literally just lost sight of what the work of the State Board of Elections is about and has a basic fundamental misunderstanding of the role of the chair, of the role of myself as chief election official, and that was clarified today by the State Board of Elections unanimously.
Kentucky GOP Chairman Mack Brown called for a federal investigation of the Secretary of State earlier this week. Grimes responded by saying she believes these are politically motivated attacks in response to her outspokenness on election security.
Hundreds of new jobs are coming to Bullitt County. KNN's Paul Miles reports.
The governor's office says Walmart will invest $41 million on a new e-commerce fulfillment center in Shepherdsville and create 400 full-time jobs. The center, which will open later this fall, will be dedicated to fulfilling online orders from Walmart.com and its subsidiary, Jet.com. In addition to full-time workers, the facility will eventually employ several hundred temporary workers, including seasonal employees. The state approved up to $3 million in tax incentives for Walmart. I'm Paul Miles.
Drivers who use the 12th Street Bridge in Ashland can expect some changes to their commute in the coming weeks. A preventative maintenance project for the bridge is expected to take several weeks. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet spokesman Alan Blair says people should start planning for the project that will detour traffic through November.
You know, we want people to know as far in advance as possible so they can start now planning how they want to deal with this issue. Either, you know, give themselves extra time during their commutes or find another alternate route to go between Kentucky and Ohio.
Blair says drivers can expect to see traffic changes beginning September 9th.
A major pipeline running through Kentucky is being repurposed to carry natural gas. A move one statewide environmental organization says could have dire implications. The Kentucky Student Environmental Coalition is holding a birthday party for the 75-year-old Kinder Morgan, Tennessee pipeline this weekend. KSEC spokeswoman Kara Cooper says the party is meant to highlight the absurdity of repurposing a pipeline that has had a history of failure over the past two decades.
So if there was a leak, which we have reason to believe there would be since there's been over 100 significant failures, it would be much more dangerous. It's also heavier than oxygen, and so it would actually displace the air in the valleys. And it's colorless and odorless, so you wouldn't know until you were suffocating.
Lake Reba State Park in Richmond will play host to the event this Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. More information about the event, as well as the organization itself, can be found by searching for the Kentucky Student Environmental Coalition on Facebook.
An Eastern Kentucky University research team of students and professors is studying snakes in the Red River Gorge area. The goal is to learn about copperheads, their habitat, and how to minimize human interaction with the snakes. EKU biology professor Dr. Stephen Richter is leading the study. He says to cut down on human-snake interaction, it's most important to pay attention to surroundings.
Watch where you're walking. If there's a downed tree over the trail, which happens quite a bit, do not step directly over it. Step on it or look on the other side before you do. Just not putting your hands and feet places you can't see and stepping too close to objects where they might be hiding as cover.
Richter says they plan to study basic biology of the snakes, such as their population, growth size, and sex ratios. The study is a joint effort between EKU, the U.S. Forest Service, the Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife Resources, and the Louisville Zoo.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, you can expect a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 67. Saturday, there's a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Saturday night, there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low near 68, with a chance of precipitation around 30%. Sunday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Sunday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 69. Rolling into Labor Day, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 89. Monday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. Tuesday will be a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 89. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 68. Currently, in Flemingsburg, it is 87 degrees. In Lexington, it is 89. In Ashland, it is 90 degrees. In Winchester, it is 89 degrees. In Inez, it's 89. And here on the Morehead State University campus, it is currently 89 degrees.
On our feature segment this afternoon, a new Kentucky law concerning custody went into effect in July. WMKY's Leanne Akers has the story.
House Bill 528 was passed by the Commonwealth during the 2018 legislative session and went into effect in July. Known as the Shared Parenting Law, the measure creates a presumption that joint custody and equally shared parenting time is in the best interest of a child. State Senator Robin Webb is a practicing family lawyer.
I've practiced law for 30 years. I've represented parents, both moms and dads, and certainly I have been a supporter, with the proper judicial discretion and still maintaining the best interest of the child standard, which is, what everybody needs to look at first and foremost, even the parents.
The Grayson Democrat said getting the bill passed into law was a bipartisan effort, with the House passing it with a 81-2 vote and the Senate voting unanimously. Webb believes that having two fit parents sharing time in a child's life is important, but there's still room in the law for judges to decide what is in the child's best interest.
The parents are the adults in this equation and certainly need to act like it. I know it's hard to meet family law scenarios with emotion and all that, but again, the best interest of the child is paramount, and I think we've allowed that to control.
Opponents of the law claim it would micromanage sitting judges.
I think we're giving them some guidance on the changing of the society, which they know better than we do and see all too well. But certainly, the parents need to feel like they've got an equal sitting going in.
Webb says deciding on child custody can be an emotional experience for everyone involved.
The more you can agree on, the better off it is. And at some point, your child's going to grow up and might go through that court record and see how you acted. But agreement, looking out for the child, putting emotions and feelings sometimes for their party aside, and being the adult in the room, and then as practitioners, look for rational things that are in the best interest.
Webb says the law shows the intent of the policy, but it won't necessarily streamline the process.
If you have a presumption, you have to rebut it if you're not in agreement with it. So, you know, you'll produce the evidence and perhaps have hearings to tell the court why shared parenting is not in the best interest of that child or that it doesn't comply with the criteria in the law.
Webb says she will continue to monitor how the law affects people in the Commonwealth.
May not be perfect. Few laws we pass are, but, you know, we're back every year, and as the practitioners, we'll deal with it every day and hear from our judges and family law section of the bar and others at practice. So we hope it is effective and beneficial, and if it's not, we'll go back and get it changed.
A recent poll by Public Policy Polling shows that about 6 to 1 Kentuckians who know about the law support it, with 84% saying they agree a child would benefit from having equal time with both fit parents following a divorce. 70% also believe that family courts are more likely to give fathers less than equal parental rights. For WMKY News, I'm Leanne Akers.
The time is 4:47. I'm Jacob Lindberg here with Peyton Stewart, and we're glad you tuned in on this Friday afternoon. WMKY's Leanne Akers has sports right after this quick timeout.
Support for MSPR is provided by Gateway Radio, serving Rowan and surrounding counties with WKCA at 97.7 FM. All the programming of WKCA, classic country music, news, and more are available worldwide on WKCARadio.com. Apps available for both your Apple and Android devices. WKCA proudly supports Morehead State University and Morehead State Public Radio.
It's Friday Night Lights again for WMKY Sports. I'm Leanne Akers. Rowan County faces its first road test of the year at Mason County tonight. The 1-1 Vikings are coming off an emotional 22-14 overtime loss at home to Bath County last week. Head coach Kelly Ford says his team will need to compose itself and move on from the loss if they hope to come out of tonight's matchup victorious.
They're going to be athletic. They always are. And we got to continue to just get better and go up there and play and have fun. I mean, our guys are hurting. I mean, the culture's changing. I mean, 2 years ago, those guys probably wouldn't be in the huddle crying over a loss. So it tells me we got winners and competitive edge on that end.
The 1-1 Royals are coming off a loss of their own, falling at Fleming County 35-14 last Friday. Both teams look to get back on the win column when they square off in Maysville tonight at 7:30. In other high school football action tonight, Fleming heads to Greenup. Lewis goes to Nicholas County. Betsy Lane hosts East Carter, and West Carter heads to Raceland. Morehead State dropped a tough road opener at Eastern Kentucky last night. The Eagles kept it close until halftime, but the Colonels were able to blow the game open by scoring 31 points in the second half. After the game, MSU head coach Rob Tenier talked about the trouble his team had keeping the drives alive.
You know, we had three drop balls on third downs, and then the quarterback, you know, we get into those third and long situations. That's not a good recipe for success for us. We can't match pass rush of those guys this evening, and they can pin their ears back a little bit on them third and longs, and we're not designed for that right now.
Despite the loss, Tenier says he saw a lot of positives and believes MSU will have one of the top defenses in the Pioneer Football League. The Eagles open their home schedule next Saturday when they host Mount St. Joseph at Jane Stadium. But the college football season has officially arrived. The Louisville Cardinals take on top-ranked Alabama Saturday night in Orlando. Puma Pass takes the reins from Lamar Jackson as U of L quarterback. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. The Kentucky Wildcats host Central Michigan at Kroger Field on Saturday at 3:30. UK running back Benny Snell is looking forward to that game.
I'm so ready. I think about it every night. I'm just jacked up, you know, listening to my music every day in class. They took me out of game early last year, so, you know, I'm ready to play more than anybody.
Western Kentucky opens the season tonight on the road. The Hilltoppers play at Wisconsin, and Indiana travels to Miami Saturday to play Florida International. Also from around the SEC, South Carolina says highly touted freshman defensive lineman Josh Belk has been declared eligible to play immediately and doesn't have to sit out a year under NCAA transfer rules. Belk graduated from high school in December and enrolled at rival Clemson. He later told the Tigers coach that circumstances changed in his life and asked to leave. The Gamecocks made a similar request for immediate eligibility for former Southern Cal defensive back Jamal Cook, but have not heard back from the NCAA. The Morehead State Volleyball Eagles swept three sets against visiting St. Francis this morning during the Comfort Invitational in Weatherby Gymnasium. Head coach Jamie Gordon says his team is focused on tonight's matchup with Mercer.
They're a very up-tempo team that likes to force the middle attack a lot. Their middles are going to work hard in transition, and that's something that's going to really test us. We're going to have to serve and swing really aggressive to keep them out of system, so that when they do push it to the middle, it's kind of out of system and they're having to force it. But it should be a fun challenge tonight.
Game time tonight is 7 p.m. The Eagles will face off with Wright State on Saturday. That game is scheduled for 2 p.m. In high school regional volleyball action, Rowan County's Lady Vikings beat Fairview at home last night, 3-2. The win moves Rowan to 4-0 on the season. The gals in green travel to Hilliard Lions Fall Classic at Elizabethtown tomorrow. They face McLean County, Meade County, and Bardstown. Also in regional volleyball action last night, Russell beat East Carter 3-0. West Carter beat Raceland, and Boyd County beat Lewis County. In area high school soccer action, Rowan County moved to 7-1 on the season with a 3-2 win over Frederick Douglass on the road last night. Chase Alderman, Matthew Gagliano, and Ryan Mullen had one goal each for the Vikings. Boyd County beat Greenup 8-0. Bath County swept Ashland Blazers 7-0, and Menifee took down Morgan County 5-3. In area girls soccer action, the Lady Vikings took down Montgomery County at home last night 5-2. Promise Cross was the leading scorer for Rowan with three goals. Faith Cross and Audrey Evans had one goal each for the gals in green. Russell took out East Carter 9-1. Boyd beat Greenup, and Morgan County beat Menifee. The Cincinnati Reds are starting a three-game home set against the Cardinals tonight at 8:15. The Reds are coming off a losing series against Milwaukee, with Game 3 wrapping up yesterday with a 2-1 score. But the Reds did win their last series against St. Louis 2-1 back in July. Cody Reed threw for four hits and four innings in last night's matchup with the Brewers, but Reds manager Jimmy Riggleman says that he can build on what he saw.
Yeah, he threw the ball well. You know, that's a very, very tough lineup, and they're swinging the bat very well. He really did a nice job. Next time, you know, hopefully he pitches that way, and then we can let him get out there to, you know, 90 to 100 maybe. But we were going to be pretty short with him today.
The Reds are currently 55-77 this year, putting them fifth in the National League. And that's going to do it for sports today. For WMKY, I'm Lee Ann Akers.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Eagle Volleyball will host the Comfort Invitational today and tomorrow, with matches against St. Francis, Mercer, and Wright State. Also, Eagle Soccer welcomes Kennesaw State at 2 p.m. on Sunday. More information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lions. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks dropped as the U.S. and Canada put off resolving their trade dispute. Several indices closed with historic highs for the month of August as both the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 notched all-time highs this week. And at the close, the Dow Industrials finished with a loss of 22.10 at 25,964.82. The S&P 500 was up 0.39 at 2901.52, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 21.17 at 8109.54. Today marks the U.S.-imposed deadline for a new trade deal to be secured between the U.S. and Canada. The latter country's trade negotiator was expected to make a statement at 4:30 today after talks had ended for the day. Administration officials said talks are expected to continue next week. Representatives from Canada and the U.S. worked deep into the night Thursday to devise an alternative to the trade agreement. By late Friday morning, the chief Canadian trade negotiator said that they were not there yet. And the talks were reportedly upset Friday morning after the Toronto Star published leaked comments that President Trump made off the record to Bloomberg News yesterday. And the president said in these leaked comments that he is not making any compromises in the talks with Canada, but has been unable to say so publicly because it's going to be so insulting they're not going to be able to make a deal. And this was reported this morning in the Toronto News, and stocks hit session lows following this news. Trade concerns continue to weigh on investor sentiment this week, also because of the trade situation with China, following a report that the Trump administration remains committed to imposing tariffs on an additional $200 billion worth of Chinese goods as soon as next week. Shares of Coca-Cola fell nearly 1% after the company said it agreed to buy coffee chain Costa for $5.1 billion, including debt, to further its venture into healthier drink options. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.5% at $69.92. Gold was up 0.1% at $1,205.70 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were weak today, with the Stock 600 index down 0.8%. And in Asia, stocks were weak as well, with the Shanghai Composite down 0.5%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong down 1%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Cisco and Nike, while the worst performers were Boeing and Chevron. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Ulta Beauty and DaVita, and the worst performers were Goodyear Tire and Rubber and AES. Trading out of stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 33 cents at 84.24, CSX down 5 cents at 74.16, AK Steel up 9 cents at 4.44, Marathon Petroleum down 83 cents at 82.29, and AEP was down 7 cents to finish at 71.74. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Emporium Presents, featuring Old Crow Medicine Show in concert at Ashland's Paramount Arts Center on Thursday, September 6th. Classic American roots band Old Crow Medicine Show is coming to Eastern Kentucky in support of their newest album, Volunteer. Tickets are on sale now at the Paramount Arts Center box office and online at ParamountArtsCenter.com. Old Crow Medicine Show in concert at the Paramount Arts Center in Ashland, Thursday, September 6th. Tickets on sale now. More information at ParamountArtsCenter.com.
Looking at the weather tonight, there will be a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 67. Saturday, there will be a 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 87. Saturday night, there will be scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 68. Chance of precipitation is 30%. Sunday, there will be a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 87. Sunday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 69. Looking at your Labor Day forecast, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 89. Monday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 67. Tuesday, there will be a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m., mostly sunny with a high near 89. Tuesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 68. Right now, in Flemingsburg, it is 87 degrees, in Lexington, it is 89, in Ashland, it is 90 degrees, in Winchester, it is 89 degrees, in Inez, it's 89 degrees, and here on the campus of Morehead State University, it is 89 degrees.
And that'll do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Joe Lewis, Cody Robinson, Logan Pemberton, and Nacogdoches Miller, KNN's Paul Miles, and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke with your stock report. And our feature segment came from WMKY's Leanne Akers. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, and translator W202BH Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at wmky.org. For Peyton Stewart and all of the MSPR news team, I'm Jacob Lindberg for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.